Hey Disney fans, this week we released a special video episode of D23 Inside Disney to take the ultimate deep dive into X-Men 97. You can watch the full video episode at d23.com, or you can listen to this audio-only version. This is D23 Inside Disney. Now, the original X-Men animated series aired from 1992 till 1996, and this series picks up right after.
This is definitely the show that everyone's been talking about.
Yeah, that part with Jean Grey.
Hunter, no spoilers.
Okay, you're right. Well, not that you would need a refresher, but that final trailer, wow. So much has happened so far. The season has been like a roller coaster.
Yes, so many twists and turns, and I'm sure there's even more surprises. But you know what? I want to know even more, and I happen to know someone who's quite knowledgeable on mutant matters. Brad Winterbaum, executive producer and Marvel Studios head of TV, streaming, and animation. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I'm so excited to talk to you today because I'm a big fan of this series. I was a 90s kid who sat in front of the television watching X-Men the Animated Series, and I've got to ask, do you remember the first time you were introduced to the original series?
I watched the premiere and I was hooked. And by the way, like, it was the beginning of my entire creative life. It was the first serialized thing I'd ever watched on television, and it was extremely impactful.
It clearly had such a big impact on you and your career, and it's so cool that X-Men 97 could now be the gateway to Marvel for more people, even for fans that maybe aren't familiar with the original. What do they have to look forward to in this new series?
For new fans, there's a few things that are exciting. One is that it's so retro, it's so 90s. It's a world without the internet, without cell phones, you know, where that celebrates all the weird 90s technology and what the world was like in that time and place. You know, it's very easy to get attached to these characters with their big, bold, iconic styles and the amazing voice acting. So when the story takes them down a difficult road, you're with them emotionally.
We've seen fan reactions to the trailer, to the series, so we've gotta know. What are some of your favorite fan reactions?
You know, we got to project three episodes at the LCAP at the fan event, and this crowd was one of the loudest crowds I've ever seen it at a premiere. And one of the best things about that premiere event was the voice talent that were reprising their roles or taking part in the new show, and also the original creators, Eric and Julie and Larry. They finally got their due. They finally got the applause that they deserve.
Brad, you can feel your love for these stories and these characters in every episode. This show had such a big impact on us growing up, if you couldn't tell by our outfits. And the fact that you're carrying on that legacy is so meaningful to so many people. Thank you for bringing back our childhood nostalgia in such an extraordinary way. Great talking with you.
Thanks so much, you guys. Glad you like it.
Joining us now is Dana Vasquez Eberhard, co-executive producer and VP of Marvel Animation.
Hi, Dana. Welcome to the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Dana, I was just flying back from New York and a stranger sitting next to me on the flight starts talking to me and goes, I cannot wait to get back home and watch the next episode of X-Men 97. I kid you not.
It's amazing that folks love the show as much as we do. Like, that's the hope, right? You make these things, these amazing stories, and in this case, with like these amazing characters that are so meaningful. We love it and have believed in it and are putting like everything into it. And so when it goes out there, you know, it's like you put your baby out into the world, and we're like, they're like, oh, we love your baby too. It's like, oh, good, because it's such an awesome baby.
People love your baby. They can't get enough. I never thought I'd say that on this show.
There's only two episodes left this season. Is there one thing that you're looking forward to or you're excited about that we can leave with the fans?
Honestly, for fans that have been with us and on this journey, keep sticking. We've got you. We've put you through a lot. You will not be disappointed. We're gonna go out in a way that is, it feels good, and jaws aren't done drop. You know, we're still gonna drop some jaws at the end of the season.
My jaw has been dropped every episode, Dana. We all had high hopes for this show, and it's exceeded expectations. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I can't wait for the rest of the season, but I don't want it to end.
Me too. And you know what? Make sure you don't miss the next all-new episode of Marvel Studios X-Men 97 exclusively on Disney+. Thanks so much for watching.
And from all of us here at D23, see you next time,
bub.